We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
For you, the place for your night. Amen.
Hello, lively viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CiatSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhad Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia and Germany assist OLAC or Vietnam to mitigate the effects of climate change. In cultural news, France's National Day is celebrated today. In sustainable energy news, a Japanese company produces a solar-powered device with double electricity generation. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 14th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Mauritius, His Excellency Dr. Navin Chandra Ramgoolam. Born in 1947, His Excellency has emphasized the importance of education for all to build prosperity. Moreover, Prime Minister Ramgoolam and his administration is in strong support of the country's Maurice Île Durable project, which promotes sustainable development through practices such as the use of alternative power and efficient energy use. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Navin Chandra Ramgoolam, for your dedication to enhancing the lives of your fellow citizens, as well as your eco-friendly vision. May you celebrate a blessed birthday in the company of loved ones.
YN News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from New Zealand. As the City of Christchurch had been recovering from major earthquakes occurring in September 2010 and February 2011, the region has been rocked by more than 7,400 aftershocks that have sent people running in panic and caused a total of 181 deaths. With more than 11,000 quakes that have occurred so far this year, four have been over magnitude 6.0, compared to just three for all of last year. On June 13th, two more powerful tremors measuring 6.3 and 5.7 on the Richter scale struck Christchurch, claiming the life of one person and injuring 40 others.
We're here in Christchurch, New Zealand, in one of the eastern suburbs that have been particularly heavily hit. As you can see behind me, the roads have been heavily liquefied from the liquefaction that has come up through the ground. This has caused major problems in many houses throughout the areas, many of which are having to be destroyed.
Conveying her sympathy and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 for any urgent needs, while requesting that our association members please go to render support to the most desperate. On June the 18th, our association's relief team in New Zealand arrived in Christchurch, covering their own travel and related expenses of $2,000 to coordinate with community groups in delivering relief to the lower income area of Aranui.
Thanks to the generous donation from Supreme Master Qinghai, our New Zealand relief team have been able to supply many families and homes in the areas with heaters, blankets and warm clothes. We have also been able to supply relief distribution centres with food and water, hygienic supplies and other important necessities.
The relief team also donated $2,000 of the funds to a no-kill dog shelter that had been inundated with dogs abandoned since the disaster. Upon receiving these updates, Supreme Master Qinghai offered an additional $10,000 for veg dog food with love and gratitude to the shelter.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai. We really appreciate it.
Master Qinghai, kia ora. Yes, I've been donated a lovely warm heater from this whānau of yours that you're sending around, and the food they've just brought in, and a sleeping bag and the socks. Kia ora mō tēnei aroha. Aroha nui from Josephine and her family. Kia ora.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Our appreciation, all New Zealand officials and personnel, for your recovery efforts, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving aid and our association's relief team for their attentive service to the quake affected. May such calamities soon subside through our gentle treatment of all co-inhabitants.
Bolivia hit by heaviest snow in two decades. As the normally dry highlands of Potosí in southwestern Bolivia were struck by heavy snow, many roads on Tuesday, July 12th remained blocked, stranding thousands in rural communities, with the inclement weather hindering relief operations. Having only two helicopters, the Bolivian government has appealed to neighboring countries for help in airlifting aid to isolated communities, as well as requesting assistance with heavy machinery to clear roads.
Some 7,000 people from farming families are in need of assistance as a thick layer of snow has caused many to lose their crops. Meanwhile, at least 30 people in the capital La Paz and in El Alto have reportedly perished due to hypothermia. The intense winter affecting much of Central and Southern Latin America is being associated with La Nina, which is forecast to bring more extreme weather in the coming winter months.
Upon hearing of the extreme cold and snow conditions in Bolivia, Supreme Master Ching Hai said that she donates $20,000 with all her love and sorrowful prayers. She also requested that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to bring supplies for warmth to those most in need. This amount could purchase $198,000 in emergency items if bought in the United States based on Bolivia's cost of living. Our appreciation, Bolivian officials and rescue personnel, for your efforts to ease the situation. As we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive assistance.
May heaven grace the cold and snow affected with resilience as we pray that our eco-caring actions may ease such conditions as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Hồng hào cho núp ních
tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi. Người nhìn tôi ưu ái, khen tròn chính xinh ơi. Mỗi ngày người qua thăm, đem nước mắt dâu ngon. Mẹ con tôi cảm kích, hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng. Tôi sống đời êm đẹp, trông che chở của người. Mẹ con đang âu yếm, hay đâu hòa xuống đời. Hai chàng trai lực lưỡng vạm vỡ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi. Không phương gì chăn trở, ôi địa ngục nào đây. Tôi hãi hùng rên xiết, mẹ ơi mẹ cứu con, chủ ơi mau bảo vệ chú đời tôi non bé. Mẹ tôi kêu nào hùng, mắt đẫm tràn thế trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường. Rằng ngỡ người thương tưởng nuôi nắng tôi lớn khôn, nào hay đâu tạm toàn chỉ là bán buôn. Mai này thân tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình, cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai vui chúng thọ đời dài, cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn. Như tôi chúng kiếp kiếp được làm người, cho đừng sanh làm lợn nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Still save the planet. Day 559. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
citizens speak out. People continue to gather in countries that include Algeria, Egypt, Greece, Libya, Palestine, Syria, United Kingdom, United States, and Yemen, as they call for social and political change that brings improved living conditions and greater basic freedoms for themselves and fellow country persons.
United Kingdom and United States. As details continue to emerge from a phone hacking scandal involving journalists working for UK-based News of the World, media entrepreneur Rupert Murdoch, whose corporation owned the now-closed newspaper, has withdrawn a bid to assume complete control of the satellite network British Sky Broadcasting, or BSkyB.
Meanwhile, several U.S. legislators have called for a government probe to see if News of the World reporters also violated the privacy of U.S. citizens, as allegations emerge that they may have hacked into victims' voicemails during the September 11th tragedy in 2001.
Greece and Palestine. Iran-based Press TV reports that pro-Palestinian activists from various countries gathered in Athens, Greece on Wednesday, July 13th to protest the government's ban on the departure of 10 ships docked in Greek ports that are part of the Freedom Flotilla II, whose mission is to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza and to end Israel's five-year naval blockade of the Palestinian territory.
Egypt. On Wednesday, in response to activists' demands for greater accountability, the Interior Ministry announced the firing of 669 senior police officers charged in the deaths of protesters during the country's pro-democracy revolution. The interim government also stated that parliamentary elections scheduled for September would be delayed by approximately 1 month to give emerging new political parties more time to prepare for the elections.
Algeria. Magharibia news agency reports that the government has made efforts to address recent unrest by detaining 15 military personnel pending a military trial for the recent killing of Mr. Mustafa Dial. Mr. Dial's death, which reportedly came as the army was pursuing other suspects, brought anger in his Kabili community, with sit-ins and a march from fellow citizens as they demanded the truth, as well as trials for the perpetrators and compensation for the victim's family.
Syria. A two-day national dialogue hosted by the Syrian government in response to the unrest was extended to Tuesday, as participants discussed reforms necessary for a multi-party government. The decision to extend the meeting was made without input from activist leaders, many of whom boycotted the meeting due to the government's continued violence against pro-democracy protesters and other citizens.
Yemen. According to witnesses, at least five citizens are dead and 18 more injured from heavy shelling due to air raids by government forces in a region just north of the capital Sana'a that began Monday. However, the government states that those killed were illegally armed tribesmen.
With the deep sympathies for the loss of fellow human lives, as well as for the displaced and injured, we pray that all conflicts cease and that people in nations across the globe may decide to live in dignity, freedom, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
nothing wrong except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been plenty and every of us wanted. Just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn their living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember we come with empty hand and we go with empty hand. And now we're trying for a few years short in this earth to try to grab everything to ourselves and then accumulate bad contribution for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late.
Thơ buồn từ năm lên tám tuổi, chiến tranh làm con người già quá rồi, nhưng không hẳn là sớm khôn ngoan. Đạn bom làm cho tuổi trẻ lụn tan, cũng như khiến đất màu khô cằn hoang phì. Khi sắc máu kéo dài bao thế hệ, con người bơ phờ vì thiếu niềm vui, sợ sẽ khóc ngày mai dù nay tối đang cười, sợ chết chóc dù còn hơi thở vội, sợ mùa xuân chỉ mang màu tang trỗi, sợ người thân sẽ một thoáng bỏ mình, sợ hãi hùng đen tối của ngục hình khi ngưng chiến dù bên nào thắng trận. Ôi đất nước ấm u đầy thù hận, hãy vươn vai như phủ đồng thiên vương, hãy đập tan lòng tranh chấp ghen hờn, hãy can đảm xa lìa bóng tối, hãy đánh ngã lòng hám danh hão lời, hãy đốt tiêu những tà thuyết ngông cuồng. Lẽ phải gì làm đổ máu rơi xương, lý tưởng nào mà nhà tan cửa nát. Anh nghĩ vậy, tôi có quyền nghĩ khác, ta luận bàn với ngôn ngữ của con người. Loài thú cầm cần bao bọc giống nòi, sao nhân loại tay sặc mùi máu bàn. Nếu các ngài là anh hùng dũng cảm, hãy oái phong từ chiến thắng chính mình. Tự nhiên rồi thế giới sẽ hòa bình, và ta đem thuốc súng làm pháo đỏ, để xuân về ta đốt vang đường ngõ, vui trẻ già trong áo mới xanh sang, nụ cười tươi lại nở tựa hoa vàng, ta đem nụ thủy tiên mừng đời mời. Đây là điều đơn giản mà người dân hằng mong đợi.
be here now.
Choreographer Roland Petit remembered. The acclaimed French dancer and choreographer passed away on Sunday, July 10th, at the age of 87 in Geneva, Switzerland. Trained at the Paris Opera Ballet School, Mr. Petit was later appointed head of the academy before going on to found his own Ballet National de Marseille. He was known for his vibrantly creative ballets that dazzled stages from Paris to Hollywood. With some well-known productions that included Notre Dame de Paris, Daddy Long Legs with Hollywood actor Fred Astaire, and Anything Goes with Bing Crosby.
Mr. Petit went on to choreograph many more inspired works, such as Paradise Lost, based on the poem by John Milton, which cast the renowned ballet stars Dame Margot Fontaine and Rudolf Nureyev as Adam and Eve. The great U.S. choreographer Alvin Ailey paid tribute to Mr. Petit when he said that everyone in the world of dance owed their career to him and stated, "Roland Petit put poetry into movement."
Our sincere sympathies to the family, friends, and colleagues of the beloved Mr. Roland Petit, whose gifted works will continue to inspire many toward achieving their creative dreams. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and light.
Save Our Planet. Research from the University of Alberta in Canada, published in the July 2011 issue of the journal Bioscience, reports that as climate change causes spring to occur earlier, the native trees and wild flowers across Alberta province are blooming sooner, which is endangering their reproduction as they become more vulnerable to frosts.
Save Our Planet. In Italy, the Higher Institute for Environmental Protection and Research reports on July 11, 2011, that up to 700 miles of coastal shores are shrinking due to a combination of unregulated development, as well as increased violent winter storms, sea level rise, and erosion due to climate change.
Hey friends, I'm Hoppy the Hispid here, and I'm following a low-carbon emission plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip for when you need to repair a minor hole in some drywall? From your home improvement or hardware store, purchase joint compound, a drywall knife, and a sanding sponge or sandpaper. Apply a thin coat of the compound with the knife so that it's flush with the surface. Let it dry for about 24 hours, and then use the sanding sponge to level the surface. Prime the surface, and it's ready for paint. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the globe.
In Ecology News, Australia and Germany expand assistance to the Mekong Delta in Olac or Vietnam. Total donations of more than $38 million from the Australian Agency for International Development and Germany will be used for the 5-year Climate Change and Coastal Ecosystems Program. In addition, the German government-owned banking group, KfW, will contribute over $25 million. The program will include mangrove restoration, safeguarding of coastal forests, promotion of alternative agricultural practices, and enhanced levee construction and management. Our sincere gratitude to Australia and Germany for your generous support of this important project. May the peace-loving Olac Seas people gain many benefits from these dedicated efforts to bring about a sustainable environment.
In cultural news, France's National Day, also known as Bastille Day, is celebrated today. It observes the events beginning in 1789, which led to the establishment of the Republic of France. Famous around the world for its cultural and artistic contributions, France is home to the renowned Louvre, one of the world's largest and most visited art museums. The amazing Eiffel Tower is an icon of France and is known around the globe. Both of these locales are part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. France's Piton, Cirque and Rempart of Réunion Island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, newly inscribed in 2010, and contains a variety of fascinating ecosystems. We wish a festive National Day for the refined people of France. Coming up, an innovative solar water device produces 2 times the electricity of previous models. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. More shining news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
You friends, I'm Hoppy the Hispid here, and I'm following a low-carbon emission plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip for when you need to repair a minor hole in some drywall? From your home improvement or hardware store, purchase joint compound, a drywall knife, and a sanding sponge or sandpaper. Apply a thin coat of the compound with the knife so that it's flush with the surface. Let it dry for about 24 hours, and then use the sanding sponge to level the surface. Prime the surface, and it's ready for paint. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the globe.
Ecology News, Australia and Germany expand assistance to the Mekong Delta in Olac or Vietnam. Total donations of more than $38 million from the Australian Agency for International Development and Germany will be used for the 5-year Climate Change and Coastal Ecosystems Program. In addition, the German government-owned banking group, KfW, will contribute over $25 million. The program will include mangrove restoration, safeguarding of coastal forests, promotion of alternative agricultural practices, and enhanced levee construction and management. Our sincere gratitude to Australia and Germany for your generous support of this important project. May the peace-loving Olaxis people gain many benefits from these dedicated efforts to bring about a sustainable environment.
In cultural news, France's National Day, also known as Bastille Day, is celebrated today. It observes the events beginning in 1789, which led to the establishment of the Republic of France. Famous around the world for its cultural and artistic contributions, France is home to the renowned Louvre, one of the world's largest and most visited art museums. The amazing Eiffel Tower is an icon of France and is known around the globe. Both of these locales are part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. France's Piton, Cirque and Rempart of Réunion Island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, newly inscribed in 2010, and contains a variety of fascinating ecosystems. We wish a festive National Day for the refined people of France. Coming up, an innovative solar water device produces 2 times the electricity of previous models. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. More shining news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a caring world. In sustainable energy news, a Japanese company produces a solar power device with double electricity generation to current models. The system has been developed by Smart Solar International with offices in Tokyo and California. It has a row of aluminum mirror bars which rotate according to the movements of the sun. They reflect back onto a central tube which contains several high-performance multi-layered solar cells. The model, which will begin being manufactured in August 2011, can also be utilized to heat water. Kudos, Japan, on your earth-loving innovation. We wish you much success in helping to bring clean, eco-friendly energy to our cherished world.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Nepalese entitled The Lion's Wedding.
Euta muso, siyako biema, khubsita nachdai, khushiyali manaudai thiyo. Tyo dekhera euta hatile achamma mandai sodhyo.
He mitra, timi kina yeti saro nachdai, khushiyali manaudai chhau ta?
Musole अझै पनि खुशियाली मनाउँदै नाचिरह्यो र शान्त भएर उत्तर दियो तिमीलाई थाहा छैन होला बुझ्यौ तर मेरो बिहे अगाडि म पनि सियानै थिएँ
Now for our viewers' heartline.
Here's a breatharian joke. Breatharian restaurant.
We provide the finest, purest, and most organic air on the planet. Come and dine with us today. No, don't pranic.
Pranic, based on prana, sounds like panic, fear.
It's free.
Swami Breatharian Anandov, the name our witty viewer has given himself, from Los Angeles, United States.
Fun embracing Swami Breatharian Anandov. It's a pleasure to receive your delightful joke. With best wishes and heaven's love to you and the joyful citizens of angelic Los Angeles.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be guided by noble love and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At an emergency meeting in Brussels, Belgium, Eurozone finance ministers pledged to guarantee the stability of the Eurozone, along with greater flexibility for the terms of the bailout loan fund to help European Union countries in debt.
North Korea and South Korea are set to hold second round of talks to find a solution to issues regarding properties situated at a resort run by both governments in Mount Kumgang, North Korea.
Russia-based RT News reports that small and medium enterprises in India have increased by 15% in the past fiscal year as young people turn their creative interests into profits while at the same time addressing the needs of their nation.
The UN Security Council approves the creation of a peacekeeping force to help secure the newly formed South Sudan, while international NGO Nonviolent Peace Force has offered to stay as an unarmed civilian team to promote harmony in several states.
The Iranian Red Crescent Society's Relief and Rescue Organization announces a donation to Yemen to assist citizens displaced during political unrest with humanitarian aid that includes medicines, food items, and shelter.
Representatives of the developing eight, or D8, countries comprising Nigeria, Iran, Egypt, Malaysia, Turkey, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia meet in Nigeria where they share expertise and agree to further enhance their country's trade relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.